Well, last night at the Padres game, there was literally a 12-year-old kid.
So he probably was sober.
We got the little crap beat out of us. That's
now back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, you mess with the bull, you get the horns, young man.
Somebody said I need to turn in my man card because I didn't know the Jordan of cricket. I'm going to ask Dibs when he comes in.
You think you mean Virat Kohli?
Did you know him before?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's funny. So
Virat.
At the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, you and I and Steinie were on Radio Row.
Oh, yeah.
And
be careful,
was
Evan.
It, no, was it Andre Rison? No, Andre Reed, the Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So Andre Reed, you know, hops on because he knows low.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking about the Niners and, you know, the Chiefs and all that good stuff. And then Andre Reed says, hey, you guys into cricket? And I remember this because I had not heard a former football player so passionate about the sport of cricket.
Man.
And he invests in a cricket team. And of course we're chatting about it after, and he's like, no, you should really think about this. Like cricket has the biggest audience outside of, I think, you know, soccer or European football in the world, because in India it's the most popular sport and there's over 1 billion people. So cricket is massive. I didn't know who Virat Kohli was, I do have to admit, but
more
I do understand
more followers on IG than LeBron James.
Oh, I know how big cricket is. It's a massive sport. And apparently you can get your ass beat if you run on that field.
No doubt. All so right. You know the inner workings of the game?
I played cricket before,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a PT.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a drop. Apparently it's a pretty popular sport.
Like what position were you? Or do they have like forward?
Well, no, there's someone who throws it. You have to bounce the ball first.
Okay, got you.
And you have basically this club.
Yeah.
That you're,
I seen it.
You're
I
trying
got
to hit
you.
The ball.
Yeah.
And it's every single part of the field is fair territory.
It's lightweight baseball.
It's a lot different than baseball.
Like I compare golf and baseball. There's a lot of similarities to me.
Yeah, yeah, like, well, I mean, I guess, you know, you have the pitcher, yeah. But there's different ways to hit the ball, and you obviously got to run and come back, and you're trying not to get struck out, basically.
Do you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. One of my old PE teachers, he was from Britain, or England, whatever you want to call it. And he would let us play cricket. He would bring his cricket bat, and he would let us play cricket in middle school.
Wow.
It's great. All right. You ask and you shall receive, people. Happy National Radio Day
to
you all. 888-957-9570 if you want to get into the conversation. We're also talking about the 49ers and kind of what to do at the wide receiver position, because it sounds like Kyle Shanahan is getting perturbed by what's going on with Juwan Jennings as things stand in a stalemate on August 20th. But someone asked earlier on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Goo, for this specific call on National Radio Day.
Steinie.
It's you. And it's, some might say, one of your finest moments.
I don't know what a hitting coach has to do to get fired before 50 games. But if you want to find out, watch the 2024 Pirates. They're playing their ass off. This is just me again, Dan. There is no accountability. And McCutcheon, you're in my Pirate Hall of Fame, but when it's time to play, you got to be serious. Quit smiling, joking all damn game, and then you get up there with two runners on, and you just have three of the worst swings I've ever seen. That's not leadership, and that's not veteran-like. This team needs a new coach. You can't get rid of all the players. And why we brought in Chapman, I have no idea. This thing is bad, and it's embarrassing, and I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it. Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
I love you. I love you. Daryl?
Oh, my. I forgot. Like, that's embarrassing, Pasta, but, like, that wasn't for that. Just was, I had to let it out.
But that's what radio's about. I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it.
Oh, my. Like, why are you so mad? They sting, dude.
Because you're a sports fan.
I need
fan.
A new life, man. Oh, my God, Pasta.
That one was pretty damn good.
And I'm thinking nobody would ever hear, and somehow somebody snitched on me anyway.
Dude, you went viral.
Well.
I think it was on one of the MLB.
Talk to me when there's
Twitter
money
pages.
Going viral. Well. You went viral as if, dude, when I can get some money, then talk to me if viral.
But it wasn't like someone at the station sought it down. There was
you're right.
I want to say a Twitter page. Someone tweeted out
baseball,
you know,
something.
Epic
I saw,
rant
yeah.
from 93.7 The Fan on yeah. a postgame show after the Pirates get swept for the seventh
Daryl,
series in a row.
Daryl, oh, man.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, that's pretty good. Hey, you know what? I got to take time, and you tell me if you met this guy, because the only reason my fat self is up here talking to you, Evan.
You're not that big.
I know, but you didn't have to stop there, because now people... Anyway.
I wanted to, you know...
I'm going through a midlife.
Try to compliment
hey,
you.
I'm going through a midlife. All I need is a red sports car, training the caddy.
Now, you hope it's a midlife. Like, someone said that to
now
me the
that,
other day.
Whoa.
Well, no, someone said that to me the
you
other day.
You made me feel better.
Yeah, no, someone said that to me the
Shape
other day.
Up now.
I'm just saying, man, you got a lot of years left. You hope. Someone said to me the other day, I'm going through a quarter-life crisis. I think it was actually someone in our office. She's like 25.
Quarter-life.
I said, well, you hope it's your quarter-life crisis.
Like, who are you to know how much time you got left?
I'm just saying,
better, dude.
A lot of people are guessing.
That shook me, Evan, for the better. Like, I'm on it now.
Yeah, you're good now.
I'll say this. Jason Barrett. Barrett Sports Media. He's left. He started the station at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
Came up with the idea of Lucky Break, and that's the reason I'm here. So I got to give him love, Evan, for a lot of people try to, you know, have jokes about him, Steiny and Dibs or what have you. But he was good to me, and the only reason I'm here is that byproduct of the contest. So
thanks.
The Dibbers, I got to say what's up to Jason Barrett. And the boss knows him.
Oh, well, in that yeah. case, yeah. I mean, the boss has given me a lot of opportunities.
There we go. You helped me with life, and you talked to the boss. Go ahead, say thank you.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, you got to placate to him a little bit. I also came down his road yesterday because, you know, he wanted to be a football guy.
That still bothered me. I let it go.
What?
Like Pasta? He's a baseball guy. He's all of them.
No, he's not.
He was at the Valkyrie game last night. Speaking of which,
well, that was.
They're playing good teams, though, and they're no Tiffany Hayes. Like, I asked Evan this, and I know I'm all over hashtag random. Bear with me, you guys. If they don't make the playoffs, and I'm not being negative, Risotto, is that a win in itself that I'm expecting them to in their inaugural campaign?
I mean, I think it's a sign that they're ahead of schedule.
Oh, my gosh.
But
they play so hard.
It wouldn't be a failure if they didn't make the playoffs.
Right, and I'm not using that.
Although Steiny would say so because there's,
but disappointing.
There's 13
Risotto,
teams
disappointing.
And 8 of them make the playoffs.
Disappointing means they set standards.
Well, I mean, there's a standard now, but it wouldn't be disappointing for me.
Hold
I mean,
up.
They've already no. won.
Hold up.
Okay, all right, yeah, because I think we're so negative in this medium now that you're trying to paint me in a picture that I want heads to roll. No.
That's not what I'm saying. Goo,
but negative meaning I would be
hurt. What
standard
have they set? It's their first season.
That they're better than, they're the best expansion team. They got the best record. They knocked that out with their, 21st win?
Yeah, they're 18-17
okay.
after
yeah.
losing last night.
But Evan, I just feel like they're a damn good team, man. And I could see them giving somebody a problem or a tussle in the offs. So I'm saying disappointed on the Guru computer from, had they not had these injuries, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but they really got action to get into the playoffs. Guys, that's what I'm saying, Risotto. So if they don't make it, Evan, and don't get in, I would be a little hurt, but that's a good thing.
Well, but they've also suffered a lot of injuries.
No,
like, Caleb Thornton is,
man.
You know, was their lone all-star.
Yes.
Hurt herself, is out for the year.
His size is killing you right
Tiffany
now.
Tiffany Hayes was out last yeah. night. He's one of their best players.
And they ball. Burton and the game, they are balling, and Natalie's coaching her tail off.
They play hard, but they haven't set a standard yet. You got to give them at least 1 year before we start judging them, I think.
You know what? Now I'm mad at you. But, Evan, no, I'm... It's a good disappointing if somehow they don't make it. That's why this season's been great.
I've been impressed with, number one, they got 17 straight sellouts.
Wow.
As of last night. They are an above 500 team.
Speak.
They're in the thick of the postseason race.
They play hard as
all
outdoors.
They play their ass off every single night. And to me, that's all you can ask for from an expansion team. Like, for example, they've been talking about realignment in Major League Baseball.
Oh, God.
What? You don't like
it? What are we doing, Evan?
They're adding two more teams. Well, at some point.
Salt Lake? I don't think they'd be in Salt Lake. There's action in Salt Lake, but it's not. Go ahead.
Well, they have a Triple A team.
Don't take the Giants and Dodgers out of the same division. You do that, I'm done.
To me, I would like to see the A's, the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Padres all in the same.
How about the Angels?
Yeah, the Angels are fine. They're not really anybody's
rival. But they're Cali. Throw them in there.
They're not really anybody's rival, though.
Oh, my God.
The Angels are just they're the wayward sons of SoCal.
So you really believe it's inevitable because Manfred said before he gets out of office, he wants 32 teams.
Rob Manfred wants a lot of things, including people to like him, but it's not going to happen. Now, they might get an expansion team, but it wouldn't be in Salt Lake City. It'd be like in Nashville. My point before I got lost.
Yeah. I'm making you get lost.
We do it together.
You were supposed to say, no, you're not, Goob, but go ahead.
We do it together.
Yeah. All right.
If an expansion team in baseball is erected and in the first season, stop.
I did nothing on national radio day. But since this Diddy stuff has gone on, you guys laugh at me.
Oh, my God,
and I just heard that word, and I looked at Pasta like, oh. So, hey, don't come down my road. Go ahead.
Your mind is in the gutter. Jesus. I need to take
five. Shout out Blue Chew, but go ahead.
I need to take five.
No, you did it.
You ever walk around the... Oh, my God.
You guys do that to me all... It's sick, but I got to deal with it. I didn't do anything with licking pasta.
It means constructed or built.
Right.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyways, if a team, I won't use the same word because you're going to laugh like a 4-year-old.
I'm not. I'm just,
you're going to laugh like a 12-year-old who got ripped at the Padres game yesterday and blindsided. If that team wins in its first season, I don't know, like 80 games, they haven't set a standard. You know, they need at least 1 year to let us figure out what they're going to be.
On the wordplay, you got me because that is strong. But what I'm saying to myself is, Evan, regardless of who this team is playing, I think they got action in winning the game. And size is becoming an issue, obviously. These last two games, these two teams they lost, they're good teams. Phoenix, the Dream. So I'm just saying, I would be disappointed if somehow, guys, they don't get a playoff series. I would be disappointed.
People are coming down my road.
Yeah, and they should because you come down. And I love it. I'm just here on National Radio Day. But, oh, boy.
You ever walked around? I don't know if I want to do this. Fine. You ever walked around, like, Golden Gate Park?
Yes, I have.
And, you know, they have those, like bridges that have been built a long time ago.
Love them.
It says erected 1841.
I got you.
That's a word that's appropriate.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Your mind is in the
and
gutter.
How are you so sure, real quick, Mr. Know It All,
if
that Salt Lake ain't getting the team? You don't know.
Well, I don't know, but I don't.
I wouldn't want Salt Lake.
And that's why I don't think that it's going to go there because no one would want to go to Salt Lake.
Well, I thought
Lake.
The A's had Vegas was the A's. I don't know. But I think Vegas will have a baseball team.
They might will have a baseball. I don't know if it'll be the A's.
That is just
the
wild,
A's might
man.
Just get marooned in Sacramento.
And then you had another. Did you say Portland?
Portland and Nashville are two cities that I would like to see have a baseball team. But to me, the obvious choice would be to have a city that's already had a team because you had one. Montreal.
That was the one you said. That was great. The Expos.
It's also a big enough city. Yeah, I mean they ripped them out right from under. But I get you don't want to put another team in Canada. I mean, to me, but you're right, though. They can't mess up the alignment of the divisions that badly. Like no West Coast team should be dislodged from its rival. Especially, like, one of the few rivalries that actually matters in baseball is the Giants and the Dodgers.
No doubt.
And you can't have them in separate divisions or separate leagues.
And can I take it one step further? Red Sox and Yankees. They won't dare mess that up.
Red Sox, Yankees?
Yeah, they're going to be in the same.
They take care of East Coast teams.
All right.
They don't really care about the West Coast. But, I don't know.
What about Oakland? Somebody, Andis Brown, I know. They could put a team back in Oakland, man.
I think if they were going to have a team in Oakland, the team wouldn't have left. That's just me, though.
Well, that's the owner. We know what, yeah.
Who's soon? Maybe in the future. We got the Giants, though. That's the Bay Area baseball
team. I will
team.
Not say what you want me to say after losing last night. The math is still there. Yeah, I'm going Willard. You got to be 500. Computer's off until you get to 500. Dude,
What side of the pillow did you wake up on?
Hit me.
Or the bed?
I had a, well, anyway. The good side, Evan.
I know.
Couldn't wait to get to you.
I just couldn't tell. Yesterday the math was there, and now you're on Willard's side.
No, in regard to, yeah, they went and lost a game, Evan, and a game in the standings.
The most exciting thing that happened yesterday was someone getting buried in right field by six different security
guards. No, it was John Lee's leadoff homer. He crushed that. It's just like, where was that? And why can't you be the everyday leadoff hitter? That's how I watched the game last night. Like, damn.
Wasn't that his first home run since May?
And he's not the only one. Dudes have been, yeah, it's been a little dry spell.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
Pasta, anybody you want to thank? You and Grandy on National Radio Day?
Well, I haven't been in radio too long. It's almost been a year coming up in October, but I've enjoyed every second. You guys have been great. Grandy, to my right, has been great. Everybody's here. Everybody here has been very welcoming.
Well, but so you've also worked in archaic industry before, newspapers.
Hey, if I could give you a tip, I'd say thank the boss.
Thank you to the boss.
His name!
Matt Lucas? Negan.
Yeah, that always... Grandy?
Lucas hired him.
Is Lucas doing
Alexander, too.
Is he doing hire? Oh, Lucas didn't move up.
Dude, you got to learn about the company, man.
Dude, I'm in and out.
Now I
Animal style, number two, man.
Well, I do realize that every single time we have one of those all-staff meetings here in the office, we don't actually get to participate.
It really does bug me, man.
I know it does.
Maybe that's why I'm out, you know, when it's over, Evan.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Grandy, you got one? Pasta.
Oh, there we go. National Radio Day. I mean, I don't know. Radio just feels like something that makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel like I'm in the car driving to school with my dad.
Wow.
As a kid growing up, listening to sports talk radio, listening to Giants games on the radio, doing yard work growing up. That's what I think of.
So yeah, I would want to be in Grandy's spot.
Look at you. So you got all three of you are too young to admit. So I could be wrong. Like Jim Rome on the radio wasn't your thing. Because to me, he was like also one of the first ones that I was like, every day I'm going to try to listen to Jim.
No, I'm trying to think. The national show that I probably listened to the most was Lebatard.
Okay.
On ESPN Radio. Right. But that was only for, I think, really like a full summer because I hated my job. And so every single day, the most joy that I got was the 20-minute drive between my apartment and the office building. And then I would sit in my car for 10 minutes and listen to Lebatard as to not think about the next several hours that I was going to dislike.
Wow. You know, I can relate, man.
Dude, there is nothing like going to a job that you hate, which I don't feel like
I've
at all.
I've lived it. You think about it the night before at
I think
dinner.
About it right now.
Wow. Well, and think of how blessed we all are.
Well, that's the whole point is,
seriously,
graveyard shifts. I will never do anything close to that in my life. Like, I know how that feels, dreading waking up and going to sleep every single day knowing that you got to do the same thing.
It's real. It follows you, man.
It does.
Like every day is a Sunday. You know, I got to go in. But, man, even on a Monday, the boss, just the job itself. Evan, for people that are like, you don't got to go to, I'll say, I got to cut it short. I got to go to work. They're like, dude, shut up. We got real jobs that we hate. You don't got to deal with that. I'm like, man, I am blessed.
Well, that's why sometimes it's
stiny, but I am blessed, you know. That's my man.
A mental war.
Yeah.
Dude, so that's why I think a lot of times I understand some of the vitriol athletes have to deal with. I do think it is because of that, because a lot of people don't get to do what they love. A lot of people don't get to enjoy their work. They kind of just go through the motions. And we all have friends that do that. They talk about work being what unlocks the rest of life.
Man,
you know, the work-life balance is, the work is just, it's just work. And you do it simply to enjoy other aspects of life. Whereas the one thing that I kind of struggle with sometimes, Goo, not to get too real, but...
Oh, I'm here.
I really like doing this. The outside stuff sometimes I struggle with because it's not as fun. I don't get to show up and go to... I don't get to do life with Steiny and Guru every single day. I get to do work with Steiny and Goo from 10 to 2.
And what's amazing, and Evan, I'm feeling that, is like I'm older than you guys. I've had numerous jobs that I did not like. Evan, just like I've dealt with that drag of where's my life going in regard to my work life and bringing it home with you. But the bottom line is, regardless of what I would be doing if I were not here, Evan, I'd be watching and talking sports the exact same. And that's the definition of love.
But the outlet is, it's liberating.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if there's a big game on Sunday, in which 3 weeks there will be, because they all are big.
Nah, you preach it, man.
And on Monday, it's different when you got to wake up and you don't have a mic to talk into.
That's, wow. You got social media now, but I hear you.
That's true. 925 Boxer and Gerson, working your attorney's text line. Steiny acts like talking about sports for 4 hours is like a 10-hour shift at a construction site.
That's my guy. I'm like, dude, we're in the... He says I stole this. The toy department of life, man. This ain't real, Steiny.
And that's what life's about.
There it is.
Thank you, Cronin. It is really funny some days when you come in. And like, we all have bad days, there's no doubt. But you'll come in some days and just be like, It's like, dude, this ain't the dentist, man.
No doubt about it.
You're not going to get your teeth pulled.
And no hard labor. I've had those jobs. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you might break a vertebrae.
Man. Anything, Evan.
I mean, you're right. We are blessed. We just are. All right, Goo.
Hopefully the listeners are on this show.
Sometimes. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, well, we got a couple minutes here. And on the other side, do you want to get into the Warriors and some of the news we got coming down the line?
Yeah.
So we'll do that on the other side. The phone number, by the way, is 888-957-9570. Also, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Godspeed to the youth. This is the first week in the San Francisco Unified School District of school in 2025.
Man.
25-26.
Summer is gone.
It is gone. And that means the kids, every single day this week, you know, it's fun. The first couple days you go back and meet your guys or your gals, all your friends, and everyone's feeling good. You get, you know, maybe a couple syllabus days to settle in. But at about Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, the end of the first week of school, you're like, damn. So I just want to say good luck to all the kids out there that are getting back into school and realizing that, yeah, you can't just play in the sun anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's their job. It's a drag to them. And Evan, I just wish I had a mechanism. I used to try to tell my kids, enjoy being a kid. Because when I was a kid, I couldn't wait till I could move out or be an adult and drive. No, you have no bills, no responsibility. Just enjoy. But to them nowadays, with all this peer pressure and keeping up with the Joneses on social media, I think it's the hardest time to be a kid ever. Because it was hard for me. We didn't have the word bullying. It was just, that was every day. You just got to take it, deal with it. Hey, how was your day, Daryl? Oh, it was fine. Yeah, guys had guns and knives at school. But Evan, I'm telling you, man, enjoy where you're at because it's not always greener on the other side. You'll naturally get there. But I do wonder how many kids and adults enjoy where they're at before real life kicks in and you got bills and mortgages and all that real pressure. Enjoy it.
Yeah, and I don't have all of that pressure yet, but I do. Every single year you get older and you do realize that it's true. Like, the youth is wasted on the young.
That's all, man.
But to your point, back in the day, even when I was younger, because, I mean, I was coming up when social media just started, but it wasn't really, like, you didn't have to be on it. In fact, I still have friends that never got on it.
Wow.
I'm jealous. But you have verbal and then physical fisticuffs that you had to deal with as a kid. But now you got to deal with technological fisticuffs.
You've got people
that are fighting online. And
I couldn't. Evan, man. I'm serious, man.
Yeah. Godspeed to all the kids.
My son got off Twitter. He's in college. I called him in the room, closed the door, and wanted to check his temperature. Like, dude, who's coming for you? He's like, what are you talking about? I go, why'd you get off IG? Because I spent too much time on it, and I couldn't comprehend. He just wanted off. Evan, I'm thinking, something going on? Talk to me.
Well, the reels, you can get lost.
Yeah. I showed you one this morning.
It's like an Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole. All right, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Football talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru, that segment brought to you by Safeway.